Why Dogs Live with Men, a myth from South America. Once, long ago, people lived in a village on one side of the River of Stars, the Milky Way, and the gods lived in a village on the other side. The two villages were not very different except for one important thing. The gods had fire. The fire kept them warm at night, and they used it to cook their food. The people were cold at night and had to eat their food uncooked because they did not have any fire. "Please give us some of your fire. We want to cook our food," the people asked the gods when they wanted to eat. "We are cold. Please give us some fire," the people called to the gods at night.
"No, you people are like small children," the gods answered. "Fire is dangerous and can bring you many problems. You'll hurt yourselves and other people. You people are careless. You'll burn down your houses and you'll even burn the trees of the forest."
Once, the people even tried to cross the river in their wooden boats and steal the gods' fire. The gods shot arrows at the people and their boats sank in the water. Everybody had to swim back to the village. Then the people were too frightened to try to steal the gods' fire again. At this time, Dog lived outside the people's village. He had a difficult life, but Dog liked the people. He saw how happy the gods were in their village because they had fire, and how cold and sad the people were because they didn't have any fire. Dog went to the people and said to them, "I will bring you fire from the gods' village. In return, I want to sit beside the fire at night and keep warm, and eat the bones when you finish cooking your food."
"It's impossible. Dog can't bring us the gods' fire," the people said to each other. But to Dog, they said, "Bring us the gods' fire, and you can sit beside the fire at night and eat the bones after we cook our food. But the gods will probably kill you."
Dog was not very brave, but he wanted to help the people and be their friend. He imagined sitting by a warm fire at night and eating bones, so he jumped into the River of Stars and started to swim. Dog had to swim very hard for a long time, but at last he came to the other side of the river. Dog hid in some bushes beside the gods' village and waited until the gods began cooking their dinner. When all the gods were busy, Dog ran to the fire and took the end of a burning stick in his mouth. He had to be careful because of the fire at the other end of the stick. Dog ran back to the river, jumped into the water, and started to swim back to the people's village on the other side of the Milky Way. The gods ran after Dog and shot arrows at him. The gods' arrows fell all around Dog, but he kept his head above the water so that the water did not extinguish the fire. When Dog got to the middle of the river, he was very tired. But the people saw him and called to him,
"Come on, Dog! Come on, swim, Dog! You can do it!"
Dog felt good when he heard the people's words, and he swam harder. The fire on the stick burned his mouth, but he did not let it fall in the water. The fire burned small holes in Dog's hair, but he did not stop. Finally, Dog arrived at the people's side of the River of Stars, and he gave them the stick with the gods' fire. The people took the fire and cooked their food. They gave the tired dog all the bones that he wanted, and at night they let Dog sit beside the fire. Of course, the gods were right. The people were like small children, and they were not careful, so the fire caused many problems. Sometimes the fire burned the people, and sometimes it burned their houses. Sometimes it even burned the trees in the forest. In South America, the Indians still remember that it was Dog that brought the gods' fire to people, and that is why they let Dog sit beside their fires and eat the bones after they cook their food.